2 Samuel chapter 6 is an exciting display of the restoring of the worship of God in Israel. And we are seeing that this is taking place for all the world to see, and it has so exhilarated David that he is leaping and dancing. Can we just stop for a moment and let that picture settle in our minds? David, leaping and dancing. The king of Israel, leaping and dancing down the streets of Jerusalem with a procession of thousands of people doing the same thing. Music playing, drums beating, horns blasting, lords a-leaping. What are we to do with all this? If worship is directed by God, and the boundaries for worship are established by God, prescribed by God, and all that we have seen in this passage, the dancing and the rejoicing and the leaping and the shouting, that is done before the Lord, and it is received by the Lord. So what are we to do, and how are we to think about our own worship services? Well, this most definitely will make some of you uncomfortable to read of a scene where it is obvious that structure and flow have given way to spontaneous expressions of worship. This is not David saying, "Okay, everybody, the time for clapping has come to an end, and now we enter into the leaping portion of our worship service." No, this was all a response to the majesty, the mercy, the blessing of God upon the people of Israel. This was a response to the glory of God returning to Israel, being restored to its right place in the life of Israel. And it was received by the Lord because he is worthy. As you pray today, please remember Rigoberto Jimenez and his family, our national change makers in El Salvador. And also remember the Taboli Upper Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout the Philippines.